Can I ask another question?
Go on then.
In two parts, vampire, a person, not bats or anything else, could someone just live off blood? And in the film Soylent Green, they sort of dry people out, make tablets, and other people eat them. Is that feasible?
When they dry the person out, what do you mean? They take
did
a whole person and just
Green?
Desiccate them?
Yes, I think in the film Soylent Green, that's what they did. The people that were dying,
yes,
they were making it into food pellets for people to eat.
Yes. So, well, in theory, you could do that. Blood is actually full of protein, and it's full of iron. And iron's something you need in your diet. You do need iron, so blood is good. Black pudding is just congealed blood that you fry. Blood also contains water, which you need, and some salts in there, so you can get protein, salt, and iron from drinking blood. There will be other things that you can't get from blood, like water-soluble vitamins, which are not present in very large amounts. There will be fat-soluble vitamins as well you won't get in very large amounts from blood. So I think you could probably make a reasonable meal out of blood, but it wouldn't make up for all of your dietary requirements, and so you might want to eat some freeze-dried body pellets, which would sort of supplement your intake. That's no different, really, from eating a microwave meal, which is effectively just a dried-out bit of body. It may not be human, it's just animal instead. So I think actually it could work, yeah.
OK, well, thanks very much.
That's all right, thanks for joining us on the programme.
Bye.